out and use them for my seed next year. Mm-hmm. So this is a good time to think about what seed you were growing to save for next year, and now is the time to start thinking about bringing that in and harvesting that seed. And we'll talk more later maybe about some real specifics on that. There's still a few tomatoes on the vine, and I'm going to come out here today and pick the last of my nice-sized green tomatoes. They're going to be beautiful ripening inside. It's not a waste to leave them on the vine. So I'm going to bring those in and utilize those. And a lot of cherry tomatoes. I just grab big baskets and pull all my little cherry tomatoes off, green, yellow, red, and orange. It looks like a big Christmas ornament.
Yeah.
Set them on my counter, and I just pluck them out and eat them as they ripen up. So that's a really good way to utilize all those little cherries that are there. What else is out in the garden? There's some kale, and it's going to be fine. It can take a lot of this cold weather that's coming at us, so I'm not worried about that today. And my leeks are still here, big and beautiful, and I'm not worried. They're going to be just fine for a while. But I do have a lot of peppers, and maybe you've got some peppers left in your garden. And they're nice size, but they're not quite ripe, and I wanted them to ripen up.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I'm going to do is just pull those out from the ground, the entire plant, and take them into my dry shed and just sort of hang them up.
Okay.
And let those peppers that are on the vine just hang there and begin to ripen up in that warmer, dry shed. And that should...